Holy God Almighty, the earth belongs to you, the vast extended universe, the breath of what you do. Holy God Almighty, fill us with your grace. Come and live in our hearts, make a brand new start. Plans we ever part. Blessed be the Lord God on high. We magnify your will. In your hearts our kingdom reigns. We will give you praise until your kingdom comes. To thee be the glory forevermore. Holy God Almighty, we're here to do your will. Take my hands and my feet, my soul I do give, to use them as you please. Holy God Almighty, transform my heart I pray. In my state I can never be of use, I surrender all to you. Blessed be the Lord God on high. Magnify your will. In our hearts your kingdom reigns. I will give you praise until your kingdom comes. To thee be the glory forevermore. Holy God Almighty, came down on the earth, filled in human flesh, yet without sin, a victory he must win. Holy God Almighty, hanging on a cross, died and rose again, he paid the cost. Now he's chosen, can be too loud, blessed after the Lord God on high. We magnify your will. In our hearts your kingdom reigns. I will give you praise until your kingdom comes. To thee be the glory forevermore. Oh, to thee be the glory forevermore.
Amen.
And he hears me. Yes, he hears me. He is faithful and true. He won't forget his own. He won't forget his own. He's my companion. He's my best friend. The only true God. There's no one greater. A wonderful Savior. Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Our God is tremendous. He will never fail us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, he is almighty, he sends angels to guide me. There is nothing too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God is the simplicity revealed in you and me. Can help from his glory and give us the victory, the greatest of stories. When you're in need, you call on the Lord. And he hears you, yes, he hears you. He is faithful and true. He won't forget his own. Your companion, your best friend, the only true God. There's no one greater. our wonderful Savior, Jesus, the Lion of Judah. Our God is tremendous, He said never fail us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, He is a mighty, He sends His angels to guide me. There is nothing too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God is the ability revealing you and me. Came down from His glory and gave us the victory. The great is the story. Our God is tremendous. He said never fail us. He goes through the fire just to save a sinner. Yes, He is a mighty. He sent His angel to guide me. There is nothing too powerful our God cannot handle. Our God is simplicity revealing you and me. Came out from His glory and give us the victory. The great is the story.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless us. Who can question the will of God? Who can say, no, Lord, this is the hard way? For if you pass me this place, I'll surely die. If it's possible, let it pass me by. For in your time of great trials and testings, if you believe what my word is saying, this is what you hear me say. For I'm your God and I am with you. It's only to bring out my life in you. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. You run for the prize, refuse to compromise. And the end of the line, your reward is Christ. Run for the prize, oh Lord. We run for the prize. When Satan comes to move me from my place, I know that my God, He will fight for me. I will say, none of these things move me. Neither count my life dead to me. For I will finish my course with joy, which I receive of the Lord, to testify of His grace and His love to me. I'll thank Him for His grace. Satan comes to move us from our place, we will know that our God, He will fight for us. We will say, none of these things move us. Neither count our lives dead to us, that we might finish our course with joy, which we receive of the Lord, to testify of His grace and His love to us. We'll thank Him for His grace. It's only to bring out His life through us, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. We run for the prize, refuse to compromise. At the end of the line, our reward is Christ. Run for the prize.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, I surrender all. Amen. All to Jesus. Let's surrender this morning. Hallelujah. All to Jesus. I surrender to Him. I freely. Oh, I surrender, oh, my Lord, I surrender. I surrender, Lord, to You, my Lord, oh, to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Jesus, I freely surrender all, oh, oh, to Jesus. Oh, I surrender humbly at His feet. I, oh, worthy pleasure, oh, forsake it. Take me. Take me, Jesus, oh, take me. I surrender, I surrender. Oh, my Lord, I surrender. I surrender, I surrender, Lord, to You, my Lord and Savior. Oh, to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender, oh, to Jesus, oh, to Jesus. I surrender, Savior.
Day like today. And to those who were here last night, I'm sure no one regretted being here last night.
Amen.
It was a real fine time, and we do appreciate those times in the Lord. Just an announcement for next weekend, just a reminder, next Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, we have Brother Brian Kasurik with us. And there's quite a few visitors coming from different countries and things, you know, coming to listen to him. So I've never met the brother before. He's coming to preach to Brother Tom. And so Brother Tom said, would you like him to come? I said, please, we'd be really glad to receive him. So just to let you know, next Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, Brother Brian Kasurik will be with us. So please be in prayer for that meeting.
Amen.
Just to thank the saints as well for your prayers while I was away. It was a real wonderful time in Ukraine, and the saints were sending warm greetings. All the ministers that were there, all the brothers that were there, so many of them, they said they've seen photos of the saints that are here, and they really wanted to express warm greetings. Amen. And to ask that we keep them in prayer just as much as they'll keep us in prayer. Maybe we can bow our heads once more before we give over to Brother George with the word. So wonderful. We do appreciate having Brother George with us. We appreciate the fellowship. Do appreciate the word that the Lord is bringing through him. And let's just really pray that the Lord will have his way today.
Amen.
Father, bring in the service into thine hands once again. I want to pray, Father, Lord, that you'd bless everything that would be said upon this day, thinking of the saints in Ukraine, thinking of the dedication of the new church upon this day. I pray that you'd bless the saints that have gathered there. I pray that you'd bless their meeting. Pray that you'd continue, Lord, to expand their borders, that you'd continue, Lord, to bless their labors. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for such things. Thank you for safe journeys. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Lord, I want to pray for Brother Maxwell, Lord, as he had go to Italy tomorrow. I pray that you'd bless him. I pray that you'd watch over him and keep him, bless his family, bring him safely back for your glory. We ask and pray, hasten his business. Lord Jesus, prosper his business. Guide him and lead him in all things, that as he had come back, he'd say, surely the Lord went before me. Father, we now dedicate the service into the hands. We dedicate the preaching of the word. Father, we've gathered in your name. Break the bread of life to us, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. We hand over to Brother George. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
I believe it was David who said, I was glad when they said. Those of you who were not here last night, you always find your three groups.
Amen.
Your Pharisees.
Amen.
When you say, God is here, they say, no, far I see.
Amen.
Then you have your second group. No matter how much the Spirit of God comes down, they're always sad, you see.
Amen.
But then there's a third group, and I like the third group. They are called glad, you see.
Amen.
They like to be in the house of the Lord.
Right.
The scripture says in Zechariah 13:7, smite the shepherd, and you'll scatter the sheep.
Amen.
My advice is, shield your shepherd.
Amen.
Shield your shepherd.
Amen.
And God will keep the sheep together.
Amen.
We pray for Brother Andrew, his wife, all the helps and the governments that help this church to run. May God bless them. Let us turn to the book of Esther, chapter 9. I'd like to read two verses. And I'd like to take my title from the two verses. Esther 9, 12 and 13. My title is going to be Esther's Revenge Prophecy. Esther's Revenge Prophecy. Esther 9:12. And the king said unto Esther, the queen, the Jews have slain and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman, note that particularly, what have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. Or what is thy request? Watch. Further. The Hebrew translation is, what is thy request for the future? What is thy request further? And it shall be done. Next verse. Then said Esther, if it please the king, let it be granted to the Jews, which are in Shushan, to do tomorrow. What? To do in the future also, according unto this day's decree. And let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. Father, we pray that you add blessing to the reading of your word.
Amen.
We know that the message of the hour is already vindicated.
Amen.
We seek no further vindication.
Yes.
But that the Spirit of God may vindicate these truths in our lives.
Amen.
That the conviction of the Holy Ghost
Amen.
May impress upon us that these things are true.
Yes, Lord.
Just like our young sister was singing her heart out, that sometimes it seems like your word is hard. But you said, the narrow way,
Amen.
The harder way, is my way.
Amen.
So help us to follow the narrow way, the harder way, the message of the hour.
Yep.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
You may enjoy the comfort of your seats while I remain standing. I'm going to go a little slow this morning because I can hear that there is translation taking place in the audience. And I would like everyone to benefit from this message this morning. The book of Esther is a marvelous book.
Amen.
It is like the book of Ruth. These two books are the only books named after women. Now that sounds very strange to most message men. Because at first, the message of the hour gives an impression like the woman has to be downtrodden. Because it all began because of her. But when we listen carefully to the prophet, he says, not you sisters. I thought I would get a very hearty amen from the sisters.
Amen.
He says, not you sisters. I'm talking about them women out there.
That's right.
But our sisters who have found their place and are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They are part of the redemption.
Amen.
And I believe that God allowed these books to have feminine names so that our sisters should also be encouraged.
Amen.
So that our sisters can say, I can also be of use to God.
Amen.
Most of the points I'm going to share with you today come from four messages and a few others. If you study through Marriage of the Lamb, meanest men I know, meanest men in Santa Maria, Marriage and Divorce, and many more, the prophet refers a lot to Esther, her obedience, her humility, her readiness to take correction, and to be advised.
Amen.
And how that led her to become queen. He's not only talking about Esther. He's talking about us.
Amen.
That if we want to end up being that queen, His wife has made herself ready. We must be willing to take correction. Willing to obey. Willing to follow instructions. Indeed, the book of Esther has 10 chapters. The prophet says in the countdown message, he says 10 is the number of the world. A symbol that the bride of Jesus Christ, Esther, will call from all around the world today. The bride of Christ is not only in America. She's spread all over the face of the earth. 10 chapters. The book of Esther does not mention God directly and openly. And yet God is very much alive and busy in this book. It is almost like when the prophet preached God hidden and revealed in simplicity. God hidden and then revealed in simplicity. Other women like Rahab, Ruth, they are all in the genealogy of Matthew 1. How that the Messiah would come through them. Is it not surprising that Esther is not mentioned? Yet such a great character. It's not that God ignored her. It is because God has to follow the seed through males. Esther married a pagan, not a Jew. The seed comes through the male, the hemoglobin. For that reason, Esther is not in the lineage of Christ, but she's very much part of the redemption. If you study Judaism today, you will be surprised to find out that Jewishness is determined through the mother, but the tribal placing is through the father. They still follow that. The book of Esther is the 17th book from Genesis. 17 is a special number in the Bible. Joseph was 17. When God began to implement the dreams he'd had. System is changing. When Brother Branham was baptizing the 17th person in the River Ohio, God changed the system. God announced him as an international messenger. When Sarah was having a party for little Isaac, Isaac was 3. Because Jewish women wean, take off the breast. They wean their children at age 3. So Ishmael was 17 at the time. The system had to change. Sarah said, put him out. That is why 1933, God speaks from above the Ohio River. 17 years later, God is above the prophet in a pillar of cloud.
Amen.
17. 1946, the angel meets him in the cave. 17 years later, the angel comes down as a cloud. It is 1963. If one day I take you to Egypt with the tours that I do, I've taken believers of the message 4 times to the pyramid of Enoch in Egypt. The door is on the 17th level of masonry.
Amen.
When you pack stone upon stone, by the time you come to the 17th level, there's the door.
Amen.
17 always speaks of system change. I preach an entire message on that, taking it through the life of the prophet. I'm afraid if I go down that way, I will not attend to Esther. I've preached the book of Esther so many times. There is a minister in my country. Whenever I come around and I preach Esther from another angle, I come back, I preach Esther from another angle. He says, I'm going to tell your wife that you are not leaving this Esther woman alone. Esther is a type of the bride. So Esther is the 17th book from Genesis. God is saying, read this book with care. Hidden in this book is how God is going to change the systems of the world. God is going to change your life, etc., etc. Why? Vashti the queen is rejected in the book of Esther. The 17th book. That is why Jezebel is also rejected in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation. System change. The book of Esther is almost like the seven seals. This book is in seven parts. Vashti is rejected. Esther is made queen. We see the conspiracy of Haman. We see the courage of Esther. This morning we are going to preach on the vengeance of Esther. Then we see Feast of Purim and the restoration of power and the redemption of Mordecai. Mordecai of Benjamin, a type of the 144,000. The book opens with two feasts, one after the other. The third feast is a hidden one. We will identify it. The first feast, we are told, is a feast for servants and princes. We understand that servants in the Bible speaks of Israel. If my brother can give me Leviticus 25:55, you'll understand the first feast is for servants. Christ came first to the Jewish people, gave them a feast. And in Leviticus 55, God bless you. For unto me, the children of Israel are servants. But you, excuse me, are sons and daughters. So you begin to see that projected in the book of Esther is the plan of redemption. The sequence of redemption. How he would come first to the Jews. Amen. Give them an opportunity. The second feast, we are told, was unto all the people. Whosoever will. The bride is not whosoever will.
That's right.
The bride is elected and selected.
Amen.
That is why later we have Esther's feast.
Amen.
Your feast.
Amen.
Your time. And you'll understand that Esther appears at the end of these two feasts. When the feast to the servants is over and the feast to all the people, in the last days I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. When that is over,
amen,
then God concentrates on finding a queen. That's exactly where we are.
Amen.
Esther appears after the book of Nehemiah and Ezra. Restoration. Ezra and Nehemiah were into the business of restoring. Esther appears thereafter, the book, showing that we are called after the restoration of 1906-1909. Then Esther comes into view. The feasts were accompanied by all colors when you read chapter 1 of the book of Esther. Seven colors, the spectrum, the seven church ages. God will send his message far and wide. Many will hear, but there'll come a division, I'm talking spiritually, of wise and foolish virgins. It is a painful observation to hear the prophet suggest that some foolish virgins are sitting in the message. The quotation in mind is COD volume 2. And it is page 1128. He says, the gospel has been made plain to you today, like it never was made plain to those people back there. He says, you've done had all those teachings on the Godhead, water baptism, etc., etc. He says, if you... Then he says, now we are at the headstone. This is 64. He says, now we're at the headstone. If you reject that, there's one thing left to suffer for it. Amen. That's the tribulation. Painfully close. He says, when you buy a cloth out of which you want to make a dress, you cut according to the pattern. He says, the cloth that is cut out is as good as the cloth that goes in.
Amen.
So it starts as the same cloth.
That's right.
Wise and foolish virgins together. God have mercy on us.
Amen.
We are going to also realize that the book of Esther shares with us a greater truth. How that Esther owns half the kingdom, or half the kingdom is granted her, and the other half is the king's. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Because when the prophet brings it to the pyramid, he shows you that the colors that accompany the bottom pyramid, the rainbow, yet there is another rainbow that comes from above. And when you study these things carefully, you know that the rainbow below where the wife is called secondary rainbow. And the rainbow where the husband is called primary rainbow. That's why in Revelation 10, he comes on with a rainbow.
Amen.
Why? Because the wife is ready at the bottom. Hallelujah, with a secondary rainbow. When the two rainbows join together, they make one complete circle.
Amen.
That's where we are now. That's why the king said, ask anything. It'll be given unto you up to half the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
And the prophet demonstrates this so well. He says, in the days of Chinese laundry.
Amen.
Huh? They used to tear that paper a certain way and give you the other half. The day you come back to claim your laundry, those two pieces must dovetail. He wasn't just talking Chinese laundry. He was talking the mystery of husband and wife. That the church, hallelujah, must be the other part of who he is. That when the two come together, it's a complete unit. We see in the book of Esther a beautiful sequence of sevens. There are seven princes, and then there are seven chamberlains. But I am so impressed by a man called Memucan. And the prophet refers to him indirectly. He says, among the princes, there was one wise man. When the king said, what shall we do with Vashti? He says, one wise man said, put her away and go seek a bride. Of course you know who that prince is today. If Zerubbabel is a prince among the people, and in message of grace, the prophet says Zerubbabel is a type of the last day messenger. Then you see who that seventh prince is. And in English, his name is M-E-M-U-C-A-N. In English. He's Memucan. Yes, you can.
Amen.
Through Memucan. And Memucan means, I've done a little bit of research into the Hebrew scrolls. Memucan means he who is sent to prepare.
Amen.
Oh, excuse me.
Amen.
I'm getting to feel religious.
Amen.
Look how precise it is. That Memucan means he who is sent to prepare.
Amen.
And he happens to be the one that has the message, which is the solution to the problem.
Amen.
Put her away, go get a bride.
That's right.
And we see in the Bible, there is a Jezebel queen. I sit as a queen. She's rejected. And in 1946, the angel says, go get a bride.
Amen.
Later we are going to identify a man by the name of Haggai. It changes now from the seventh prince to a chamberlain. And that chamberlain is the one who gives advice to Esther. The do's and the don'ts. When I did a little bit of extra research, Haggai was the king's confidant. The king confided in Haggai. The king said, I do not want a wife, another wife, as Vashti was. You go out there among the virgins. You know my desire. You know my wish. You observe.
Amen.
And the one you think will line up with my desire, you groom her.
Amen.
Can you see how it has changed from the seventh prince to a chamberlain? It's one and the same typology.
That's right.
William is Marian. Memucan is Haggai. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are coming to, before we go to the prophetic part, we are laying a foundation. We have to understand why, when the virgins came from everywhere, there are your wise and foolish virgins together, they had to come to the palace. They had to come to where the king is. So to me, that's another strong proof that they will also come and be where the message is, everywhere. Because not all the virgins who came became queen. The others were rejected. They went home in shame. Let us go into what the manuscripts say. It will tie with the message of the hour. The king and Haggai had devised a plan. They said, bring all the virgins to one place. We may not be sure that all are virgins, if you read me between the lines. But we are going to put them to a secret test. And the secret test is, says the manuscript, tell them that they must beautify themselves in preparation for the king's choice. And with that, tell them that it'll be 6 months soaking in oils, and another 6 months in sweet-smelling perfumes. Things that women love. But unbeknownst to them was this catch. That if they come pregnant already, in 12 months, it will show. Can you see the delay tactic of 12 months was a very wise strategy to eliminate those who are not truly virgins? The prophet of God says, after 63, he says, the rapture ought to have taken place long ago. Is that what he said? So why are we still here in 2013? Delay tactics. Because many came into the message with seeds and ideas contrary to the message. Look how God is exposing them as time goes along. How many are falling by the wayside? But the true virgin will make it through. And the manuscripts say, many virgins jumped out of those oils in shame when their little bellies began to distend and show that they were carrying other men's seeds. Because the king said, I don't want to raise a prince that is not mine. It's true, it's the Bible. Christ is not going to raise denominational children. He wants to raise word children. Amen. I am told by the manuscripts that when the time came for the women to present themselves, watch, present themselves, there's already something doesn't sound right. Because Paul says, I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, watch, for I must present you.
Amen.
So the virgins who did not know the plan of the king, they then said, give me a merry quaint haircut. Give me false eyelashes. Remove my eyebrows, paint some black stuff on there. Give me some nails, man. Give me some height. And Higgy was watching them from a distance. They thought that would impress the king. But he noticed that somewhere there was a young girl who wouldn't do anything until she'd be told, do it this way, do it that way. And she caught the eye of Higgy the chamberlain. And the Bible says, and Esther desired nothing but what Higgy prescribed. She locked into the mystery that this man is connected to the king. You had better lock into the mystery that that man, William Marion Branham, is connected to the king. He knows what the king's desire is. We are told in the book of Esther that when the time came, it was evening time. Is that right?
Amen.
That's Esther 2:16. In the evening time was presentation time. This is where we are.
Amen.
Zechariah 14:7. It shall be light in the evening time. The manuscripts say the king sat in an open room on the throne. There was an entrance door and an exit door. Watch this. This is most beautiful. I can't rush over it. Not even for that lovely plate of food that's waiting for you after service. When the door opened, they say the first thing the king looked for was not the woman. Where's Higgy?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
So when the woman walked in alone, the king lost interest. Because every messenger of every church age will present the bride of his day.
Amen.
Then they were exited. They were told. King said, next. She walks in alone. Methodist. Lost a method. Out. Another one walks in. Baptist. Lost the baptism. Out. You can go on and on and on. But we are told that in the 10th month of the king's 7th year as a king, 10-7.
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
In the 10th month of the 7th year, in the evening time, Higgy walked in. They say when Higgy walked in, the king rose from his throne.
Amen.
He knew that whoever follows after Higgy is the right one.
Amen.
And it was Esther. Let's give God praise. But while the story is this beautiful, you always have a fly in the ointment. You always have something that spoils the picture. During this time that things are going this way, there is a man called Haman in Hebrew, son of Hammedata. The Bible calls him an Agagite. That's your key. So I'm going to have to take you back to where Haman descends from, his ancestry. Give me 1 Samuel, my brother, chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, verse 3. God gives Saul a direct command concerning these people. He says, now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all ALL that they have and spare them not. But slay both men and women. Watch the next. Infant and suckling. Ooh. The United Nations would kick up a great fuss today. Human rights. Child protection. But we are dealing with God here, who knows that Goliath was one day also an infant. But look at him now. He's cursing the armies of the living God.
Amen.
We are dealing with a God who knows that Hitler was also once a googly little nice boy. But God knows the future.
Amen.
Now give me verse 9, my brother, of the same chapter. Verse 9. But, you see that word, but? God gives a clear command. But so. That's a goat's nature. We always but. When the word of God is clear, we come with but. But Saul and the people spared who? Can you see that name Agag? That's where Agagite comes from. That's where Haman comes from. Let me stop right here and take you back to the manuscripts. We know that Samuel came later and chopped up Agag to pieces. But the manuscripts show that by the time that Samuel came, it was not on the same day. It was a few days later. So when Saul spared Agag, they went into party mood. Agag called for his wife. There was a whole party going. And the manuscripts show that Agag impregnated his wife. Planted seed. By the time Samuel hacks him to death, the wife has gone away. She's with child. From that lineage, many years later, Haman is born. Do you think God did not know that? He did. Look what God did. Saul also, during this party, went in unto the queen. You know what that means, for the sake of children. She also fell pregnant. You can never defeat the plan of God.
Amen.
And in that lineage comes Mordecai, who raises up Esther.
Amen.
Let's give God the glory.
Amen.
God himself is now going to finish the job
Amen.
That Saul failed to
Amen.
Do. The same principle, I'm told, follows Orpah and Ruth. This is beautiful. That's why you must come to Israel with me once in a while. Because the Bible says, the prophet says, the Bible is an oriental book.
Hallelujah.
We miss most of its truths because we read it with a Western mind. When Orpah went back, our Bible doesn't tell us whatever happened to her. But the manuscripts pick it up. You say, is that message, Brother George? Yeah, you are reading Owen Jorgensen, aren't you? And he's doing a good job at research, isn't he?
Mm.
So manuscripts are exactly like our brother is doing.
Mm.
Go into a subject and investigate it thoroughly.
Mm.
So that you get more information around the event.
Mm.
Orpah went back and she remarried. Just like Ruth went and remarried.
Mm.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Amen.
From Ruth, the Moabite, comes Obed. Ovad in Hebrew means servant of Ovad. Ovadiah. Ovadiah, servant of Jehovah. Obadiah. Beautiful names.
Amen.
And through Obed comes Jesse. Through Jesse comes David. Through David comes Jesus Christ. Orpah, the same thing. Orpah remarries. And in her lineage, after remarriage, comes Goliath. And in the lineage of Ruth, after remarriage, comes David.
Amen.
The two seeds meet again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I teach the youth in my church, I say, it's not wrong to look for a wife if you are a sister. In fact, some of them, I have 200 youth. The church is about 1,000. So they ask me very personal questions. Pastor, if I eye a brother, but he doesn't seem to be eyeing me, so it's not an eye for an eye, am I allowed to go and... I said, yes, under certain circumstances, you are permitted because Ruth did the same.
Amen.
Ruth, by advice. I said, don't do it by yourself. By advice.
Amen.
She was told, now, if you want him to marry you, behave like this and behave like that. When you are gleaning out there in the field,
Amen.
Don't be like the other women.
Amen.
Now, at such and such a time of harvesting and winnowing, men usually go sleep where the wheat is. You go in there at a certain time after they've eaten and they've drunk. Lay at his feet, not holy wood, lay by his side. Holy word, not holy wood. So I usually say, if you do it the word way, to catch his attention, why not?
Amen.
I usually say, sister, you have a right to look for Mr. Right.
Amen.
But make sure his name is not always.
Amen.
Yeah, you got it, thank you. You got it, amen. Because if you marry a brother whose name is always right, there's trouble in the marriage. Because even Abram was told by God, you are wrong this time. You listen to Sarah.
Amen.
That's marriage. That's the reality of marriage.
Amen.
There comes a time when your wife can be right.
That's right.
I hope I'm not stepping on the brother's toes now. You know, I'm also African, eh? I know African culture. My mother was Ndebele. Nyakulum. Sindebele Nyaskulum. I know that culture. But it can be wrong if it's not based on the word. Sometimes the wife can give you advice. She's called help meet. Not dismiss meat. Help meat. So likewise then, sister or brother, you have a right to look for a wife. Look for a wife in the Lord. Don't you go out there looking for Miss Toyota. Miss Subaru. Miss Mercedes Benz. You might marry a mistake. Wait on the Lord.
Amen.
Like Esther did.
Amen.
Now the story is going to change a bit. Because Haman comes into the picture. Haman hates the Jews. Now we understand. It's because he descends from Amalek.
Amen.
The enemy of God.
Amen.
Seeds don't die. Rain does not die. Change the seed. It only quickens the seed. That's why the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Amen.
The rain doesn't come to change the seed. It will anoint a false seed with a true rain. And a false seed becomes an anointed one at the end time.
That's right.
But the bride with the right seed, when the Holy Ghost rain comes down, they can only but produce what's in them, which is the word of God. The prophet says, in this day, this scripture, we are now going a little deeper. Page 9. This day, this scripture. He says, scripture has a compound meaning and a compound prophecy. Double application. And it takes us to Hosea 11:1. Can you give it to us, my brother? Hosea 11:1, in case somebody's visiting. The scripture says here, out of Egypt, I've called my son. There it is. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. This scripture applies two ways. We never knew these things. It applied to Moses when he led Israel out of Egypt. Then it comes back hundreds of years later. It applies to Joseph and Mary when they take Jesus out of Egypt after the death of Herod. This, to me, no Bible school can teach. From that, we see another double compound prophecy happening in our day.
That's right.
When the prophet's wife buys him a new Bible. And there he's looking for John, the scripture in John, the scripture that says a woman when she's pregnant and in travail. And we all know that that scripture is in John what? 16, I think. That's right. It's in John 16:21. But his two pages are stuck together like this. It's a new Bible. So watch the mystery of 17s. So he's reading in chapter 17.
Amen.
Because the pages are stuck together.
Amen.
God did that on purpose. 17 always means a change is coming. So a priest sitting on the platform by the name of John M. Stanley, Catholic priest, was attending the meetings. Gets up, comes over with his Bible, and he says to the prophet in his ear, "Be steady, my son. This," the Bible sticking together, the pages, "has happened for a purpose. God is fixing to move." The prophet says, strange that a Catholic priest would say that. But of course, God takes the mouth of Balaam. God can take the mouth of Caiaphas. God can make them confess, confirm his plan.
Amen.
Well, the prophet then reads, takes a book from the priest, finds a place, reads it, watch, closes the book, gives it back to the priest, and it is still closed for the priest.
Amen.
And he preaches his sermon. On the way home, the Holy Spirit says, quoting Luke chapter 4, when the prophet caught the mystery that scripture was coming back again 2,000 years later.
Amen.
He preached, this day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. I found the Hebrew word for compound prophecy. It's called adhabash. You write it as A-T-H-A-bash, B-A-S-H. A-T-B-A-B-A-A-T-H-A-B-A-S-H. Adhabash, one word in Hebrew means scripture coming back.
Amen.
Give us another one, brother, and then I will round up the prophecy of Esther. Give us Jeremiah 25:26. While he's finding it, I'm going to quote it. God says, the day will come that they will not worship me for having taken them out of the land of Egypt back there. But they will worship me for having called them out of the lands of the north, the south, the east, the west. That's 1946. Here it is. And all the kings of the north, give me 25 first, brother, 25. Jeremiah 25, let's see. Give me 26 then, you are correct. Jeremiah 25, 26. I've missed it somewhere. Give me 27, or else I must find it in my Bible. Wait, let me find it in my Bible, because I want you to get it real bad. I may have written it wrong on the page this morning, but I'll find it in my Bible, because everyone marks their Bible a certain way. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Let's see then. 25. No. 26. Where is this scripture? The days will come, he says, that they will not worship me for having taken them out of the land of Egypt, but for having taken them from the north, the south, the west. Well, strange enough, it seems to be happening the same way it happened to the prophet. Suddenly I can't find it, but it is here somewhere. God bless your heart. Maybe God wants you to go do some homework. Yeah, it happens like that. God knows that we always give it to you on a tray. In the message, everything is quote. Scripture, everything in your laps. But go find it. God says there will come a time they will worship me for another exodus other than that of Moses. It's an adhabash. Then, if you have time to study Jeremiah 51, I need another hour or two to prove to you the Iraq war is hidden in Jeremiah 51. So if you read verse 41, it is the present stage of Iraq today. Sheshak is fallen. Sheshak is another name for Baghdad. It's fallen, and God says it will never rise again. Look at them. These adhabashes are everywhere in the Bible. And as we embark upon the third part and the closing of the service, give me your last stamina and concentration. Esther's prophecy is most amazing. It is one of the adhabashes of the Bible, one of the compound prophecies. Listen very carefully. The 10 sons of Haman are already hanging. They are dead. The king says to Esther, what do you want further? What do you want done tomorrow? What do you want done for the future? And she prophesies. She says, let it be done tomorrow. The word tomorrow is future.
Amen.
You're going to see what she was pointing to. Let it be done in the future what was done yesterday. Let the 10 sons of Haman be hanged on the gallows. Now let us go into it slowly. The key to this message I found in Marriage of the Lamb. The message, Marriage of the Lamb. 62:01-21. You'll hear the prophet speak about Vashti. Then he speaks about the king, Ahasuerus. Listen carefully. Then the prophet says, imagine the king requesting the queen Vashti to do a certain thing. And he turns around, he speaks like the America of today. And she says, go jump in the lake or go jump in the river. Then he stops. Watch. He says, it sure foretold America, didn't it? It's amazing the language, the sequence, how that prophet can leave the natural and go into the supernatural at the same time.
Amen.
If you write down Ahasuerus, how many of you have got pen and paper? Let me see your hands. Good. Write down Ahasuerus like this, the way it is in the Bible. A-H-A, A-H-A, S-U-E, R-U-S. Ahasuerus. When you have written it, raise your hand like a class. There is a surprise coming. Now, you are going to read Ahasuerus the Hebrew way. Please explain, Brother George. We read from the left to the right. The Jews read the opposite way. When you read Ahasuerus the Jewish way, it spells, it reads, sure, USA, huh?
Amen.
Give God the glory now.
Amen.
And the prophet Dan said it in Marriage of the Lamb. When he caught it right there, he said, sure foretold America, didn't he? And you're going to see that it doesn't end there. Because it is Ahasuerus who hangs the 10 sons. If America be Ahasuerus in type in the Adchabash. My brother, quickly give me Esther 9. Esther 9, 7. We are quickly going to identify the names of the 10 sons. They are very difficult names. So we are going to read 7, 8, 9, and 10. Brother, are you ready? We read 7. To identify how many sons? 10. And Parshandatha. And Dalphon. And Aspatha. Verse 8. And Paratha. You know Paratha is a kind of roti they eat in India. Oh, you don't have Indian people here. But they would say amen. And Paratha. And Ardalia. And Eridatha. And Pamashta. And Arizai, and Aridai, and Vigizatha. Watch the 10th verse. The 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they. 10 sons hanging on the gallows. The prophet of God says in Revelation, Book of Symbols, page 11. Paragraph 59. He says, whenever you come across a name in the Bible, stop. It means something. That we know by now. That you name your children accordingly because there's a spirit that accompanies the name. You can't name your child Moonshine and expect them when they are married to bring the check home. They'll take it to the bar.
That's right.
The name is Moonshine.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So, Taking the 10 names is another sermon in itself. So I'm just going to take three just to turn the key for you to go back and say, let me look into it. Keep in mind that Hitler comes on the scene. He hates the Jews. He has to fulfill some scripture whether he knew it or not. And it's all hidden in the book of Esther. Haman dies, but his spirit continues. And in the 1930s, that spirit rests upon a man called Adolf Hitler. He even speaks exactly like Haman. He says, I hate the Jews. Someday, I will erect gallows all over Europe. And I will hang them until they rot. Those were the words of Haman. Hitler and his henchmen, they begin to erect death camps all over Europe. Dachau, Auschwitz, Birkenau. You know those places? Brother, you went to Israel with me?
Amen.
When we went to the Yad Vashem, the Museum of the Holocaust, there's an area where candles are burning in commemoration of those 6 million Jews. If you look very carefully on the floor, are the names of the death camps all over Europe. Guess what? There were 22. It was carefully designed because the Hebrew alphabets are 22. They were saying, we shall exterminate the Jews from their A to their Z. From Aleph to Tav. And by now you know, if you listen to Feast of the Trumpets, how the prophet says they shot them until they ran out of bullets. They cremated them until they ran out of gas or fuel or petroleum, whatever they were using. They starved them. Now, if you look at the names of these children, as the prophet says, some truths are hidden, how those spirits would come back in the 30s and 40s. Parmashta, one of the sons. Parmashta means superiority. And Hitler had this doctrine that the Germans are der Übermensch, superior. The other son's name is Vajazata. It means strong wind. And when they had the Jews go take the showers, they tricked them. They then released a powder called Cyclone Bear, cyclone for a cyclone. And this gas, this wind that they pushed into those chambers killed them. Vajazata. The third one is Dalfon or Dalfon. And his name means dripping like water. And they tricked them saying, you're going to take showers. And instead of water dripping through, it was this gas. When Hitler finally reached the pinnacle of his power, he had many sons. Political sons, not biological. Sons who believed his doctrine, like Paul calls Timothy, my son in the gospel. When finally the war was over, others fled to South America. I met their descendants when I was in South America some 10 years ago. And they admit, yes, blue eyed, blonde hair. And they still go by German surnames, which have just been modified, but they're in South America. Others fled everywhere, but others were arrested. Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's a long story, but I'm going to bring it down. So about 20 or 22 of the highest order of what have you were arrested. When the trial went through, are you listening? The majority of them were given sentences. But 11 were sentenced to die. You must listen carefully now. Esther's prophecy. 11 is not 10. 10 is not 11. So it seems like our fellowship pastor, seems like the vision is missing it. But no, 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 no. Don't move the head. If the vision says the head must be there, you leave it. Somebody will put the head there. Don't you put the head there. Let the vision run. So as they give them the last days to protest, because the sentence has been passed. But I want to take you back to the day Norman Bickett, the judge, passed sentence. That's where the prophecy comes in. As these 11 men are sitting there, including Hermann Göring, Hitler's number two, Norman Bickett summarizes the evidence that has been presented. Then he comes to where he must pronounce the sentence and the mode how they will die. This is not a civil court. It was a military court. Are you listening?
Amen.
So everybody sitting there is expecting the judge to say, for the crimes committed against humanity, you shall be taken out, lined up, and executed by gunfire. That's how military courts do it. The judge does all that correctly. And when he has to announce, you shall be taken out, they hear him say, to be hanged until you die. The whole court goes, because it's not a civil court. They look at each other, but you see, once the judge has spoken it, he has spoken it. So others rush to him, they say, but you were supposed to say, execution by gunfire, firing squad. He says, something took over my mouth.
Hallelujah.
Are you here?
Amen.
He says, in my mind I was saying firing squad, but something took over my mouth. And I said, hang till you die. Esther's prophecy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
But 10 is not 11. 11 is not 10. So when they go to their cells to await the hangman's noose, Hermann Göring takes the cyanide pill. What happens?
Amen.
10 remain.
Amen.
Can you see how God will run the vision himself?
Right.
These were the 10 who remained to face the hangman's noose. Alfred Rosenberg, Alfred Jodl, Ernst Kaltenbrunner, Hans Frank, Arthur Seyss-Inquart, Wilhelm Keitel, Wilhelm Frick, Joachim von Ribbentrop, Fritz Sauckel, Julia Streicher. Listen carefully, we are closing on a high note. They take them one by one. They hang them. And who hangs them? United States of America.
Amen.
Ahasuerus. Give God the glory!
Amen.
They were not hanged by Germany! Though the trials were in Nuremberg, the trials were run by the Americans.
Amen.
And the Americans hanged the 10 sons of Haman today.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen.
Esther says, let it be done tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh God, you are marvelous. Amen. What was done yesterday? Because the spirit in Esther was the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
God knew that spirit will come back. And Esther prophesied. But watch this. When they come to hang the 10th one, his name, Julia Streicher. I must tell you who he was. Julia Streicher was the editor of a newspaper, a Nazi newspaper, which was called Der Stürmer, the Stormer, somebody who charges at you, the attacker. He had been studying the scriptures to belittle the Jews. So he had read through Esther. He had read through the enemy of the Jews back then. So when they put the noose around him, they said, "What are your last words?" Of course, he said, "Heil Hitler." Now, if you speak Afrikaans like I do, which is a form of Dutch from Holland, Heil means cry. Anyway, he said, "Heil Hitler." He made the salute. Just before the trap door opened for him to hang, something took over his mouth. They heard him cry out, "Esther's revenge!"
Hallelujah.
You see?
Amen.
God again using the mouth of a man like that to say, "You will have to admit that my word is true." He cried out, "Esther's revenge." So those trials, the Nuremberg trials, 16th October 1946, according to the book of Esther, you must listen carefully again, the Old Testament scrolls written in Hebrew are unlike any other novel that you read. I'm picking up a little bit on the Hebrew, the alphabets. When the alphabet is upright, they know the prophecy was for that day. When the alphabet leans to the left, because they read from this side, that way. When it leans to the left, they know it's for the future. When the letter leans to the right, they know it's past tense, it's happened already. There is no book like the Bible.
Amen.
How lean or how fat the letter is also tells you it'll be a temporary trial or it'll be a heavy trial.
Amen.
This book is a living book.
Amen.
So according to these letters in the book of Esther, the Megillah, they found out that the year 1946 was hidden in Esther's words as the 600th year of the 6th millennium. Hang them tomorrow. Hang them in the 600th year of the 6th millennium, which when they calculate, 1946.
Hallelujah.
Hoshana Rabbah, the day of the evil nation that shall be judged. Give me as I close, Deuteronomy 32:21. What? Roshana Haba is this? Judging a foolish nation? Yes. God told them through Moses. He says, if you forsake my ways and you don't walk according to my statutes, I will cast you out into other lands. And there they will kill you. And here's one of the prophecies. He says, they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And I'll move them to jealousy with those that are not a people. Because the Jews see others that are not Jews as not people really. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. That's Germany.
Amen.
Don't come and debate with me and say, but they make the Mercedes-Benz. They may be wise in that, but they are foolish in discerning the word of the Lord.
Amen.
If they did, they would not have killed God's race.
Amen.
So they are foolish in that sense.
Hallelujah.
Penny wise, pound foolish, says the wise man.
Amen.
So the prophecy is fulfilled, my brothers.
Amen.
That's why the king marries Esther toward the end. During the time of marrying Esther is also during the time of the hatred of the Jews. That's why these things interlock. 1946, 48, they return to the country. 1963, our Christ comes down, word form, there's an invisible union, and at the same time, the 10 sons have been hanged. It's been happening all around us. So while Esther is preparing herself to go in, now you read. While Esther, she's queen now, she's wife, but at that very time that she's queen and wife, we begin to see Mordecai reappear. Hallelujah. Israel is beginning to reappear right at this time while we are getting ready to go in. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh my, oh my, oh my. This is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Yes, because Memucan's message was a very simple message. Go read it. He says, let every man bear rule in his own house. Memucan's message was a message of the restoration of headship.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
I hope the brothers will excuse me when I close on this note here. Restoration of headship in the home, headship in the church, headship over the bride, yes. This pastor, as I close, preached very strong that Sunday. And his message was restoring the headship in the home. And he said, you know, we live in 2012. And the woman out there has been given so many powers by the governments of the day. In my country, I think it's the worst in all the world. Your wife can call the police on you and just fabricate anything. The police will not ask you for your opinion. In my country, they handcuff you, throw you in the van, lock you up, come back, and take your wife out for lunch. So women in my country know that they can get rid of their husbands anytime. So poor men are, yes, honey, afraid to say anything that will upset her because she picks up the phone, the Constitution backs her up. So the pastor thought, no, I'm going to have to fix up this thing in my church. He says, all of you brothers who take orders from your wives, you are no longer men. Line up here for prayer. Nobody moved. I think he called three times. Banging on the line up here. I know you are sitting here. Line up. After a while, feet began to shuffle. A brother got up here, another over there. And before you knew it, the whole church had a line of the brothers. But there was one brother still sitting. So the pastor said, my, you, not you, brother, but you. Please come and tell us how you get it right not to take orders, because all these brothers here are here to repent. Well, the brother was a little smallish in size, so he looked to the wife. He looked down. He looked to the wife again. Then he got up. He says, Pastor, when you made that altar call, I was going to be the first one in the line. And my wife said, you are going nowhere. So he was still taking orders even in the house of the Lord. The message of Memucan is to restore headship. Headship in our homes, respect the pastor as the head, and then we will respect Christ accordingly. Amen. So as I close, Pastor, in 1 minute, come please, Pastor. We see at the end of the book of Esther, Ahasuerus is king, Esther is queen, Mordecai enjoys the benefits of the land. Is that right? The same pattern, Joseph enjoys the benefits of the land with Aseneth and with his brothers. Boaz enjoys the benefits of the land with Ruth and Naomi. And in Church Ages, page 41, The prophet says, in the millennium will be King Jesus, you as the bride, and the 144,000. God bless you. You are a wonderful church. Stay with the pastor and grow faster.
You know, the amazing thing when you see in those stories is the and true unfolding of events is how easy it is for things to be fulfilled and you don't even realize it.
That's right.
Now you could be opening a newspaper, looking on the internet, seeing different events taking place and not even realizing it. It's the fulfillment of a prophecy.
Amen.
That those things are fulfilled all around you.
Hallelujah.
Now the Lord is just doing those things. It's amazing. And it's so wonderful when the Lord comes and unveils things.
Amen.
And unmasks things and helps you to see just how precise he is with his word. And like the prophet says, he says, if the Lord is so precise on his negative prophecies, how much more on the positive side?
Amen.
You know, when he doesn't forget his curses, when he doesn't forget them that curse Israel, what about them that bless?
Amen.
What about them that are in his bride?
Amen.
You know, the Lord is just so precise. And if we could just see the way that prophets can see with that prophetic sight, I believe there's so many things taking place all around.
Amen.
That's why that man came to the prophet and said about his uncle Andy. And he says, and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him. He is an old man. Remember? And then the prophet says, why didn't you call my uncle Andy? Because he was lying sick in the hospital. So I could have got him ready. And he says, I went to see him and he said, what did you see? And he says, Jesus appeared to me. And he said, it's later than you think.
Amen.
And I think some of these things really, really show you how far things have gone in time. And how wonderful as the bride. You know, there's an affinity you find in the bride to Israel. You know, you just find anybody's in the bride, you just love the Jews.
Amen.
You just love Israel. There's something about it. But see the way this world is against Israel.
That's right.
See the way that Ireland supports the Palestinians. The way they slant the news and the way that everything is done. How blessed it is to be in the right spirit.
Amen.
That you just naturally inside of yourself when you see that. When I went flying from London to Kiev, there's so many Orthodox Jews were going from London to Kiev. And you see them praying in the airport there at Gatwick and they've got their long sideburns and they're dressed all in black. And you just feel something towards those people. And the brothers that have been to Israel, they say the same thing. That once you go there, you feel like you've come home. You just want to keep on going back. There's a place that you really feel that that is home. And friends, when you get into the message of the hour, when the word is preached, it's foolishness to other people. For people to take the topics that we take in the bride and speak the language we speak in the bride, it's confusion to other people. But to us, we just feel at home.
Amen.
We just feel this is our language, this is our inheritance, this is our land.
Amen.
And it's been a wonderful time just to sit and enjoy once again today this land that the Lord has given to us.
Amen.
Saints, the Lord has been very mindful of us, and I think we should really worship him. Let's stand. It's just come to a time of worship. Let's really appreciate the Lord for his goodness and his grace. Let's sing that song first of all. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. You know, the Lord knows how to awaken his people. And God has brought them back. And they're just on the verge of their revival. What a wonderful thing for Israel. May the Lord grant us that mercy.
Amen.
Nations are breaking,
Israel's awakening, signs that the prophets foretold. Gentile is numbered, horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. And clear, look up, your redemption is near. Victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, national life long dethroned. Today she keeps calling, latter rains are falling, eternal dispersed to you. Oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is here. His hearts are failing fulfilled. Be filled with the Spirit, you lamb stream. taking its meaning to be of the skies.
Church is the power that's
shaking this hour. Of redemption is, oh hallelujah, the day of redemption is. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, new lamps spring and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, should they deny it? Jesus the Christ is our God. This generation's God's revelation. We'll walk with the apostles. And, oh, hallelujah, the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for folks, the earth. Be filled with the spiritual lamps and clear.
We're going to Brother Tommy's this evening, 6 o'clock service there. Brother George will be preaching there. If anybody's free, please come along. Make Sunday a day of worship. It's so fine to spend your day in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord. Let's sing one more song there, Brother George.
He's away, it's you, it's I, oh Lord. Praise away to Lord. Praise away to in Zion, oh Lord. To you our vows will all be fulfilled. Praise away to in Zion, oh Lord. Oh Lord, you hear our prayer.
Strength that we need. May the Lord grant us that mercy. Just Wednesday night is Bible study this week. We want to just continue on because of some of the questions. It's looking at the cloud. was a masterpiece yesterday. If anybody has any questions, just let me know. But we'd like to go through the scriptures, go through the things from yesterday a little bit, and just make it, especially for some people that we knew, come along Wednesday, just to really try to make the things clear. Because I think it's an important principle. So Wednesday night, Bible study. May the Lord help us.
Father of life, sit on your throne of grace. It's only by your mercy we save. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of praise, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace, Adonai, crowning praise. Is a gift from you to live. To tell the world about your name till the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name. How should I, Lord of grace?
George, please, brother, take our greetings back to your church, to the saints back home, and wheresoever the Lord would lead you to go. May the Lord be with you. Thank you for passing away again. It's been a real blessing, wonderful time of fellowship.
Hallelujah.
And I just pray that the Lord will continue to lead and guide and bless the brothers he'd go and his family, guide him in his future plans and whatsoever the Lord has in store for him. Just to thank Brother Jose for filming as well. I think it was real good messages to film. Speak to Brother Jose. If anybody would like a copy, please speak to the brother. I'm sure that he'd be able to do it for us. And like I say, 6 o'clock this evening, Brother Tom's place, come along. Let's finish the weekend on a high note. Just one more thing. If I could just see straight after the service, just for a couple of minutes, Brother Pele and Sister Lily, and Brother Jose, Brother Francois, and Brother Scott. If that would be okay. Thanks very much. If you could just stay in the church, we'll have a quick talk. God bless.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, with humility do we approach thee, Father God, once again. Father, with thanksgiving, do we come before you, Lord, at the end of the service, Lord. Father God, we're truly thankful for the grace and the mercies which you show to us. Lord, we take it indeed not for granted. Father God, even as you showed in your word, Lord, that of a surety we're in the closing days of time.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, and we know that the time we had last night and the time we had today, Father God, we cannot get them again.
Amen.
So we're thankful, Lord, for your grace to allow us to be here.
Amen.
Father God, not to hear from our brother alone, but Lord, we're thankful that you accompanied him, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and that you spoke unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you helped where there was questions, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, where there was needs, you addressed them, Father. Lord, we're so thankful for your faithfulness to us.
Amen.
We're thankful for the mercies which you show to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, and we'd ask you now, Lord, Father, let not your word go out in vain.
Amen.
But Lord, impress upon every soul, Lord, which has heard your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, our hearts desire, though we know, Father God, that you predestinate and select. But Lord, our heart's desire is always to be in the camp of the wise virgin, Lord.
Amen.
Not of the five foolish, O God.
Yes, Lord.
So Lord, be merciful unto us, Lord, is our heart's desire.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for grace, Lord, as we go on in this journey.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we know that you send your word, Lord, to arm us,
Amen.
To give us strength against the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
So Lord, we are better armed, better equipped, Father God, for the battle which lays ahead.
Hallelujah.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd circumcise our hearts, Lord, that your word have a resting place in our souls, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, please be with us, continue to guide and to lead us, O Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray as well for our brother who stood faithfully, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, to pass this way, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that the gift which you've placed within him, Lord, and Father God, those nuggets, Lord, which, Father, you opened his eyes so that he could pick them out and come and impart unto us.
Yes.
We're thankful for the faithfulness, Lord, which our brother laid himself aside and allowed you to use him.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord. Bless his family. Bless his congregation, Lord, which would support him, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, be with him even in the evening time tonight when he traveled to Amen. Brother Tommy's place.
Amen.
We ask that your same spirit and anointing will go before, Father. Grant grace and traveling mercies to those that will accompany as well, Lord. Father, may they come a good testimony to say, Lord God, that you spoke to them along the way.
Amen.
Be merciful, Lord. Meet all our needs here, Father God. Though we depart and go our separate ways, but Father, our heart's desire is that your Holy Spirit would be in each and every one.
Hallelujah.
Father God, be merciful to us now. As we give thanks, we give praise to thee for the grace which you showed us this weekend,
Amen.
Lord. Meet all our needs, Father God, as we ask and pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture that I couldn't find in Jeremiah, instead of 26, it is 16. Jeremiah 16, 14 and 15.
Amen.
16, 14 and 15. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
May God bless you, saints. May the Lord be with you as we depart. Amen.
Take me past the outer courts into that holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me by the holiest of holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me in by the holiest of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take the coal, cleanse my lips, here I am. Take me through your golden throne to that holy place, past the prison.
Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Lord, take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me in by the holiest of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal, take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take your coal today. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am.